Rest on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And good rainy Friday afternoon to everybody. This is The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to end out the week. And I believe this is the last Friday in August 2023. Yesterday, the BRICS ended their conference, the BRICS nations, in Johannesburg, South Africa. This is a major, major deal. What is happening with this new multipolar world group of nations is has ended America's world hegemony. People aren't aware of that. We're watching the elections, not watching what's happening in the other nations of the world. The governments of the world are watching what is happening with Russia, China, and the five BRICS nations: Brazil, India, Russia, South Africa, and China. But yesterday, six more nations were added. It's going to be BRICS 11 on the first day of 2024. No longer a basketball team. Now it's going to be 11 nations, a football team. This is major. This really is earth-shattering. It really is. I see it as earth-shattering, just like this administration. They view it from the same perspective. Their view is the same. Their opinion is the same as mine. Same with probably, what is it, how many nations are there in the world now? 190? I don't remember because it's up and down all the time. All the nations, all the governments of the world, all these little countries are watching what's happened. Now, Putin, in the closing ceremony, quote, "Western states of the golden billion are doing everything in their power to preserve a unipolar world, to preserve a unipolar world that suits them and is beneficial to them. They are trying to replace the system of international law with their so-called rules-based order. Modern colonialists hiding behind the good slogans of democracy and human rights. They seek to solve the problems at someone else's expense, continuing to shamelessly pump resources out of developing countries. At the same time, these modern colonialists, who are the New World Order, World Economic Forum, World Bank, International Monetary Order, the Federal Bank of the United States of America, Banks of Europe, and mainly the military-industrial complex of the United States of America," going on, "also create financial relationships with developing countries that make it nearly impossible for for the borrowers to pay their debts. It no longer looks like a loan obligation, but like an indemnity. Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to sign and become member nations on January 1st, 2024. So you had Rio in 1991. Then you had environmental agendas, Agenda 2021, 2024, 2030, 2050. But now you have BRICS 5, now BRICS 11. You're going to have BRICS 15 or 20. Then you're going to have BRICS 40. Then BRICS 60, 80, 100, 120. This momentum is not going to stop. This is a national security threat to the United States of America. America is not going to sit by. The campaign of war is going to be waged on every country in this multipolar world network of nations that refuses to use the American dollar. I'm telling you what is coming. I've been watching this and these programs. You know, when you find something that is, to me, earth-shattering, you really investigate it. I've had to really investigate what's happening with Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping and the BRICS network. BRICS 11, 20, and BRICS 20, 23. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
So we'll go ahead and continue, and I just want to say that with this, they now call it Al Jazeera, they call it a wall of bricks, B-R-I-C-S, a wall of bricks, 11 football team. 11 very powerful, important nations. So they're beginning to call it a wall of bricks. And this these nations out of Sputnik, they say that these nations now control 37% of the global GDP, which now has surpassed the G7 economic bloc. And like I said, they're going to become a BRICS of 20, a block of 20, 40, 80, 100. After these six countries become members in January, it goes from 37% of the global GDP to 80% of not the GDP, but of the total global oil production. 80% of the total oil production beginning 2024 with these 11 nations. Do you think that this is a security threat to the United States, national security threat to the United States of America? Also, out of the Watcher.guru, BRICS to officially abandon the United States dollar. It's going to continue to get worse. Forget about what the Federal Reserve has been doing to the American people. Are these criminals going to continue to raise interest rates? You bet they are. Don't think they're not going to stop. They must destroy the financial heart of the country, meaning the middle class. The middle class has been cut. The heart of the middle class, let's say 100% of the middle class over the last 20 years is, I think, half of what it was, 50%. They want to damage, that's the left heart, left side of the heart. Now they want to destroy the right side of the heart. According to Brazil's president, the BRICS Economic Alliance is officially set to abandon the United States dollar for trade settlements. Moreover, the development aligns with the recent de-dollarization efforts embraced by the BRIC or by the bloc. They continue to promote the use of local currency internationally. Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who I think was put in place via the CIA, Bolsonaro was, they didn't want Bolsonaro, he was pretty much, they thought, anti-American, well, naturally, but they didn't, they fell into a trap. They fell into their own trap. They put in this guy's name is, my goodness, they have long names. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Okay, so what would my name be if I was down in Brazil? Richard, David, John, Mike, Ed, Rhonda, or not Rhonda, Raul, Rodrigo Rodriguez. If I lived down there, I couldn't even remember my name. But that's just the way they are. They have better memories down there. So the bloc announced the agreement is going to expand. It's going to change the geopolitical landscape. The alliance is set to welcome, which already have done, six additional countries. So this is what's happening. Now in Johannesburg, this was a declaration by the Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov. He stated, starting January 1st, our country, Russia, will preside over the association. During the Russian presidency, traditional BRICS events will be held for the first time with the full participation of newly admitted members. As Russian President Vladimir Putin said at the BRICS summit yesterday, we will continue the cause of expanding the influence of our group in the world establishing practical interaction with new members of the association, and developing a dialogue on the BRICS Plus outreach platform. This is unbelievable. This is massive. Henry Kissinger, there's nothing more that Henry Kissinger can do to keep the Rockefeller global dominance system that he developed, that they developed, that they are still controlling in the position of power, number one power. In the world extreme cage fighting scenario of the world, there is a new contender that cannot be beat. They're going to try. They're going to give it all they have. But what was the one global order is now the second global order. There is a new group of nations, the multipolar world nations, that are now the dominant force in the world, and that can never be changed. It won't be changed. The Bible says that there would be a change. Finally, February 2nd, 2022, when Russia and China, they became partners in a plan. From that day forward, the United States and all of America's allies through the last 80 years have now taken second position. They are no longer in the first seat. They don't like it. What this means is it's not the United States government. It is the people that have controlled and used the United States government for their world power, their world dominance. Controlling the nations for their mineral rights, for their oil, human slave trade, drug trade, biolabs. This group of very powerful people that have had and kept their power because of the United States military industrial complex and simply the continuity of government agencies in the United States that were set in place at the beginning, especially after World War II, the intelligence agencies continued to expand, and you might say like you take certain worms, like a flathead worm, you can cut it in half, and now you have two. You cut those two in half, and you have what? Eight? Four. And then you have 16. Then you have, well, now you have, they say 17 intelligence agencies. I don't think so. I don't think so. You forget law enforcement in every city, every county, every state. This, the rich men of the world, the rulers of the world, the captains of the world that have worked together, the rulers are given direction funded by the wealthy, the rich men. They're both protected by the captains, by the militaries. Their world has been shaken. They didn't believe, according to the Project for a New American Century documents, helped put together by the friend up north of Colorado, the Cheneys, Wolfowitz, Bushes, all these individuals, the opportunity to control, own the world, and they almost had it all. They almost had it. It was right there in their hand. and they dropped the ball. And what happened is Kissinger warned the Pentagon and the militaries, do not let Russia and China work together no matter what. Another part of the strategy of Kissinger, do not allow Germany and Russia, their family, don't let them once again join as a force, because those two nations, Russia and China, they would control all of Europe and America would not be able to interfere. So they had to destroy the relationship with Germany and Russia. Now they have to, and they have been attempting to destroy, impede any relationship with China and Russia. They failed. Henry Kissinger, he's gone. He's out. His dynasty, the end has come for Kissinger. The end has come for Soros. They're done. It's finished. The World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, he's second. His world economic plan is only going to be good in the West, in America. It's not going to be good in the rest of the world. It's not going to be used in the multipolar world nations. He knows it. They all know it. They're not having a good time. There was a song about somebody crying in their beer. I don't remember the song. I vaguely remember. A tear in my beer. I can't remember. But anyhow, American world hegemony is over. The American people, because this nation is now at war with every nation, these six new nations that just joined, that are going to join the BRICS, you start watching the weather warfare, the laser warfare. You're going to have a Holocaust, a Holodomor, a Holodomor through fire, a Holodomor through earthquakes. You just watch what this government is going to start doing to those nations. They're going to become the testing fields for the new technology of the United States of America. As long as Donald Trump is still the president, God is going to some degree, keep this nation, will still have boundaries. American Christians need to pray the boundaries that God sets will be the boundaries that the Satanists of the world must adhere to. That the Satanists cannot go beyond the boundaries and the timelines that God allows. God will allow it because he has to. But they will, you know, they'll try to, they're overachievers. They're overachievers. They won't stay in bounds. So God's people need to pray they stay in bounds. They want to bring in a tribulation that's coming. You can't stop it. But they want to bring the tribulation in before time, before it's time, ahead of time, before God allows it. God's children internationally need to pray. These people are given boundaries they cannot go beyond. Little by little, they'll be given a little more rope, a little more rope, but that they cannot take anything that God does not allow them to have. So, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. When I get back, I'll tell you we've had problems with our streaming provider. So many of you are not listening online right now, but still the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi there. We're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans. It's a perfect time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out size shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
9/11, the Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Are we really happy with this lonely game we play? Looking for the right words to say. Searching but not finding, understanding anyway. We're lost in this masquerade.
Both afraid to... I always say that we are under a spell, magic, a masquerade. You don't see what you see is not really what you're looking at. Everything is invisible. You're not aware, for the most part, this country is not aware of the fact that we are number two. America's world hegemony has ended. We're going to fight back. They're the enemies without, the nations in the multipolar world network. Our military is going to be unleashed. Our technology is going to be unleashed. The technology you don't even know exists. We're going to use technology more powerful than Hiroshima, than the nuclear bombs. The enemy is also within the American people, the American middle class. We're the enemy. The wealthy, the rulers of the world, the rich men of the world, the captains of the world are at war with all of mankind. especially with the people in the United States of America. Conservatives, absolutely. Republicans, maybe not even conservative, yes. Democrats, who are just going along with the program, not knowing what they're doing, yes. You see, it says in Isaiah chapter 14, I say the coming Antichrist comes right out of the president's seat in this country. It says in Isaiah 14 that Antichrist is going to kill his own children. Everybody that is loyal to him, even those that take the mark of the beast, they mean nothing to him. They are meaningless. And he is going to destroy his own children. Yeah, he's going to destroy the children of God also. He's going to destroy the people of the nations. I'm watching the coming wars. There's going to be the campaign of these coming wars. And now I'm understanding why America is going to go to war with the world. The world and these nations are going to destroy the economic power of the United States of America. This government, because of the illegal laws and the way that they have controlled money of the American people, are going to destroy the American people. It's going to destroy their way, their income, their savings. And the American people are going to point the finger to the multipolar world nations, and they should be pointing the finger to the seven hills of hell on the East Coast. The seven hills of hell where the criminal cabal in the Republican Party and the Democrat Party, the Independent Party, the area where the wealthy people of this country have controlled the politics from Washington to Wyoming to Colorado to Montana, Nebraska, California, Idaho, Oregon, Washington. I don't have time to mention all the states. Every city, every state in this country, the wicked at the state level, at the county level, at the city level, in the sheriff's departments, in law enforcement. Many in law enforcement don't even realize that they're working and probably riding with people who have sworn allegiance to Satan. You know, the CIA is supposed to be an agency that conducts business protecting the multinational corporations overseas. The CIA is a government operation to protect all of the Rockefeller investments internationally, oil, drilling, minerals. That's what the CIA is there for. The FBI is to watch the American people. But the CIA is, for the most part, in my view, has taken over the FBI. There's no FBI. It's CIA. Every university in this country, you can say to some degree, is Spook City. Every campus, around every capital, in every state. You see, people don't realize that the CIA, it's a brotherhood. It's a brotherhood. Once you're in the CIA, you hear talk all the time that you never get out. You generally do, but it's going to cost you. It's a brotherhood. It's like a family. It's like the mafia. Even if you leave But the family will watch you. For those that are CIA agents in this country and abroad, the only way out of the CIA is through Jesus Christ, is through confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord and that you need a Savior and that you want eternity and that your hands are full of wickedness and you need to repent, and law enforcement agencies too. And the general population also. That's what I had to do. You know, nobody's different, any different than I am. As evil as these individuals may be, I was as evil. My heart, I know how dark my heart was, how evil I was, because I know. Because we see from within, and we see everything objectively. No one can see your heart but the Holy Spirit. And I had to repent. The American people are the target of all of the rich, the rulers, the captains. This country is going to go to war with all of the nations of the world that will not go along with the coming Antichrist. We're going to be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hippie days and New Age days, we would talk about a new the age of Aquarius, a new age dawning. A new age has dawned. It has already dawned. And it's an age that Christ said would happen, that there would be an end to the evil in the world. In the decade before he returned, certain events would take place. And one of the main events, there would be world war. Not just a few nations against a few nations, but a whole world at war with itself. You're going to have a war with the unipolar world nations and multipolar world nations, like the Federation and the in the Star Wars series. The Federation and what was the other group? I forget. Been a long time since I've seen the movie, and I don't have time to think about it. But anyhow, to conclude what I was saying about the CIA, they are a brotherhood. They've sworn allegiance to one another. They have sworn to, and to committed basically to die for the cause. Not for the country, for the cause of the rulers of the world, the wealthy of the world, and the captains of the world. And here's the bad news. There's nothing we can do about it. God will have to deal with the CIA and all the other problems in his time, his way. They work for many of these people in these law enforcement and the FBI, CIA, intelligence agencies. They have someone that has employed them to build a kingdom of darkness. They're employed by Lucifer. And God himself has given Lucifer permission to go out into the streets and hire whoever will want to work for Lucifer. It's a cosmic law. If you want to work for, spend your life in obedience and become a servant of Jesus Christ, you have that right. But if you meet Christ, give your life to him, serve him, it will benefit you, your family, and mankind. If you don't, you're going to be cheated. But these people that join that other kingdom, I guarantee you they're committed. They're committed. They're focused. They know what they're doing. They like to do what they do. They're given permission to do evil. Lucifer has told them that there will be no eternal consequences, that they're going to live eternally with Lucifer, that Satan is going to rule the universe and overthrow God and his Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is worthless. It has no power. Well, they're mistaken, but there's nothing we can do about it. They've been given permission to do what they do. We believers and the people of the world have been commissioned to investigate, look into, expose the evil. That's what we're to do. The unfruitful works of darkness, we expose these works. Now, I'm going to talk about a professor, Jeffrey Sachs, at Columbia University. Here's what he said. We're already in a post-American and post-Western world. We're in a truly multipolar world. We're in a world where the BRICS countries are larger than the G7. And I'm going to let you listen to what he has to say. What I can say is one thing, but just listen to what he has to say. I think I have time.
We're already in a post-American and post-Western world. We're in a truly multipolar world. We're in a world where the BRICS countries are larger than the G7 countries.
Greece want to join the BRICS countries.
One of the points of all of this is the United States does not accept that transition. The United States still believes that this is ultimately a U.S.-led world, with two recalcitrant actors, Russia and China, and all the rest will come along to understand the realities. And the U.S., in my opinion, is a quarter century out of date. And Europe is a big disappointment in this because there isn't one voice in Europe right now that has a geopolitical outlook that is really even intelligible, basically. But what kind of world we're heading towards really is an open question, because we could be heading towards a world of massive conflict and disaster, or we could actually head towards a world where some intelligent, non-octogenarian leader in the United States arises and says, you know, NATO, we don't need it so much anymore. But what we do need is to have normal relations with China, with India, with Russia, with Brazil, with the EU. And then suddenly things would look really quite different.
So what he's saying is, if you heard what I heard, he's saying that maybe out of America would come someone, a world leader, who could mediate, handle, take care of. The Christian churches for 50 years have been saying that there's going to be an individual that we would know as Antichrist who would come on the scene and promise to resolve the conflict with throughout the world. Are we there? This was what this gentleman said. I think we're close. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Sam Cheshire from Build Design America, letting you know that right now we are offering 36 months interest-free financing on all of your kitchen and bath or flooring needs. Come see us at 665 Furnage Road in Longmont, Colorado, or give us a call at 303-772-1202. Once again, that's 303-772-1202. Look forward to seeing you soon.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Well, we're ending another week. What a week it's been. What's going to happen next week? We're going to see. On Sunday, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program from 9 to noon. I was going to say that our service provider for our streaming has had difficulties. We're trying to work through a situation and get our streaming so that you can hear. Programs are always streamed, but we've just had difficulties in the last couple of days, I know, and we want to thank everybody for your calls to let us know that we've had the problem. We knew about it. We've been working with the host, and we're working it out. Hopefully, we'll have something done here. I don't know. It's on their side, not our side. And they're working on it desperately. We appreciate that. And every week, Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3, the present truth. I realize that some of the things I present are disturbing, but the thing is this. It's disturbing going down a highway at 90 miles an hour and have a blowout and you don't know what's happening. You don't know what happened. Somebody needs to tell you, you just had a blowout and you better gently bring the car to a halt. If you try to be too aggressive, you're going to end up in a disaster. It seems like disaster is kind of the name of the game here recently. It's a disaster. Everything's a disaster. The election is a disaster. Ukraine is a disaster. What's happening in South Africa is a disaster. What's happening with the not El Presidente individual is a disaster. The Democrats, it's a disaster with the Democrats. Everywhere you look, it's a disaster. You have a disaster in Hawaii. You have a disaster with Hurricane Hillary. I'll tell you what, I know who was rejoicing when that narcissist, when she heard that there was a hurricane named after her, she was probably hanging out with a bunch of her coven friends, you know, or according to, what was the name of the guy that worked for Bill Clinton, that warned Clinton about Hillary's going to California to visit with the witches. What was his name? We used to have him here on the program. She was probably elated that there was all that destruction. Larry Nichols. Larry Nichols is the one that disclosed to the world what the Clintons would do when they went to Haiti to have voodoo with the voodoo witch doctor out of Haiti, and Hillary going to California to meet with the coven of the hateful witches. This is what's happening. So I think she was elated when all that destruction began to take place. Narcissists do that, you know. And then I was going to tell you about, you know, Jeffrey Epstein. It's assumed that it was another Clintonside murder. Some of the articles I've been reading, I've been wanting to present them, but just haven't had the time. This matter of the BRICS, China, India, now 11 nations that are, they are 80% of the world's oil production is through these 11 nations. 80% of the world's oil production. It's a disaster. I'm telling you, it's a disaster. Everywhere you look, it's a disaster. Well, until next week, join me on Sunday from 9 to noon. And the podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. Podcasts are retrievable. The streaming right now is the problem. We'll have the matter taken care of shortly. Rick Rodriguez. Peace of the Lord be with you.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.